Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I looked back, the entirety of Beaver hockey, it's just over 2,000 games. You and I obviously haven't seen all of them, but I can't imagine there was any goofier than last Saturday night.
No, I can't imagine either, but I did find out something today. Darren Blue came and had breakfast with us this morning, and he said they played Denver here in Mankato a long time ago when Jutz was coaching. And they were down 7-1 after the first period. They won. He thinks – Bluey couldn't remember everything either. He goes, I think we beat him in overtime. It was 8-7, and they beat him in overtime. That's a real, real doozy.
Fans can grab onto last Saturday night and kind of take the ball and run for quite a while. You guys have to get back to work. Was it – back to work Monday just like normal?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's just that's what we always, everybody, it's just sports. You just get back to, the task at hand and getting prepared for the next weekend.
You said something in the post game on Saturday night I want to kind of expand on about Casper Magnuson. You said you'll take him in a foot race down below the goal line any day. Expand on that. What is it? Is it the first step? Is it instincts? Is it just power off the wall? What is it?
It's power off the wall. It's just strength. It's his head. It's just, he can his cutback ability, how he protects the puck, how he can elude a defender or create some separation and make a play off that. He is just so good below the below the dots and below the goal line. But he's had to master that, and he's mastered that, and he's just a handful down there.
We've had a couple of guys, in my time here that seems like they'd always come off the wall with the puck, never lost it. And some of those guys weren't terribly big guys either. Is that instincts or is that just sheer strength in your core that you can just protect the puck more?
It all depends. I'm not going to get highly technical right here about strength in your core, but I just think a lot of it is that everybody's got attributes to their game, and probably to their offensive game, mostly at this level. Everybody's got some attributes. It could be speed. It could be their shot. It could be their puck skills. It could be one timing a puck. It could be their net front presence. It could be they got good deflection / tipping ability. So who knows? There's just a lot of things right there, Schultzy. But Casper, and there's guys that just down low, they've just mastered that and they're good at it. And when they're good at something, they become really proficient in what they do.
Kyle Loft, it seemed, was involved in every single play that was made last week. Do you give him freedom to just whatever he's seeing? If he thinks he can take advantage of it, go for it?
Not really. We don't talk about it. I mean, Lufty just kind of takes charge on his own, and that's a sign of a leader and a good player and a confident guy.
If he's jumping, though, into the offensive end, somebody's got to recognize. How are you guys doing, your other forwards, at recognizing and protecting the blue line in situations like that?
We got to get better. I mean, we're still giving up too many goals. We're still trying to figure out who we are. And at times, obviously, you're filling properly, but at times we're not.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. New coaching staff here, Tom, but how much of Luke's past are you seeing in this Maverick team? How much of just the Mavericks of old are you seeing in this year's team?
Well, it's there's no question. It's different. It's a new coaching staff and really a new team. I mean, I don't know how many guys they have back. I haven't dissected the roster, but I mean, they probably got half their guys back, maybe a little more than half. But new staff and a lot of new players and a lot of new players and a lot of these old players are in different roles. So it's definitely a new team, but boy, they're a good team.
How much extra time have you spent watching, their power play and their penalty kill, just to kind of get a grasp as to what they're trying to do?
Well, I just watch your power play because I run the penalty kill, and Travis obviously has our power play. But we got some work to do. There's some things that they do, awful well, and there's obviously the Sam Morton, number six. He's a threat, and they put him on that dot. He can one-time a puck, and he can get make a play flanker to flanker. So he's a guy that, you're nervous about because, again, he can change a game.
This building is, to me, been one of the more annoying buildings. Just when this place gets rocking, it does go. I would assume that maybe that's going to tone down a touch, with the coaching staff and new players and everything like that. But this is still a heck of an difficult place to come in and play, isn't it?
Every place is a difficult place to play, so yeah, absolutely.
And then they go into Ferris, another extremely difficult place to play, and get a whole gaggle of points last week. What did they do in particular last week really well?
Get a lead, and then they held on to the lead. They didn't get sloppy. They played smart, and that's what you got to do in Ferris.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.